BlogTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant. And you're listening to the greatest rant.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you.
Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
The secret side of me, I never let you see. I keep a cage, but I can't control it. So stay away from me. The beast is ugly. I feel the rage and I just can't hold it. It's scratching on the walls, in the closet, in the halls. It comes awake and I can't control it.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, wildtalkradio.com, rockradioshow.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you'd quick second, check out the fine folks over at fightboot.com as well. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. You can follow along in the conversation at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lynn's Ward on the Twitters. You can join us at wildtalkradio.com, rockradioshow.com, gerwick.net, or twitch.tv/WTRLive and interact with us there. Because we got stuff to talk about and do tonight, because it's going to be a busy night all the way around.
And it's probably mostly not going to be about wrestling. Surprise! Because things happen, but they didn't really happen, and other things have happened, and oh my God, they added four squares to the map.
Well,
and holy
talk,
crap.
We'll get there. We're getting, that's a third segment. We have two other segments before we get to that.
But
nothing.
There's a cute village now.
But nothing. We have other things to do before we get to the fun stuff.
No.
We gotta get through the wrestling, then we get to the Fortnites, followed by Fortnite with almost all the friends.
Yeah. The intern is doing finals for his doctorate, so we salute him and root him on accordingly. Go, Brent, go. He will not be joining us this evening for Fortnite with Friends. Omega, on the other hand, should be around.
He should be around, and he may even join us later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about the fun thing called Fortnite.
Yeah. Because...
Reasons,
mainly to tie in, but also, why not? But we do have news brought to our friends over at gerwick.net and fightboot.com, so I say we don't waste any time when we jump right into it.
Start with what the chat brought up, and that's the marriage.
That's right. The marriage that has sort of, like, rocked the fangirls. Aleister Black and Zelina Vega have gotten married, so a huge congratulations to the happy couple. I'm so pleased for them. It's adorable. They have cats together. It's amazing. Follow them on Instagram.
It only came out, like, a few months ago that they were together, and now, like, oh, hey, look, they're married. Hi. Welcome to that.
Well... And there are people who are upset about this, or people who are kind of going off about this, and it's like, you know what, honestly, it's not really your business. Chill out.
It's all jealousy.
Oh, I know. I know that all too well, but yeah. Just everybody chill.
Chill till the next episode. Music reference.
Ding! I don't have any type of transition for that, so we're just going to go right into the fact that Tribute to the Troops was shot over the weekend, and so it will air December 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern on USA. It took place at Fort Hood, Texas this year, so that should be fun.
Yeah, it looks, the setup they have looks really good. It should be very interesting to see. 2-hour show. They were there on Tuesday. It should be fun.
And something else that's interesting, NXT has lost its Saturday night spot for WrestleMania weekend, and it will be airing on Friday instead of Saturday, which is a little rude. That's the night I get drunk. Thank you.
Well, may make things more interesting, huh? It's interesting they switch days. It's really interesting because they believe they're doing it for the betterment of fans. The show was going to originally scheduled to go up against the ROH New Japan show. So I think that had part of it. And what's weird, because now the Hall of Fame's on Saturday night back where it was, and that sucks for the wrestlers, because if you thought they ditched before, put it in that day before WrestleMania, things get really interesting. Will be interesting to see what happens next year, because next year, SmackDown's on Fridays. The whole WrestleMania schedule is going to be all weird. So I assume NXT TakeOver will be back on Saturday next year. That's a hunch for me. But we'll see.
We'll see. Or SmackDown gets preemptive for something else. We'll have to take a look at it and see then. But yeah, it's just an interesting switch that NXT has lost its traditional Saturday night spot in favor of the Hall of Fame. So moving on from that, what else is interesting this week? Well, the announcement happened in terms of the XFL, the cities and stadiums that are going to participate in the league, which starts in right after the Super Bowl in 2020, by the way, were announced.
Yeah, starting February 2020 will be the debut of the XFL, and the cities have been chosen. They had a big press conference in East Rutherford, Jersey, at MetLife Stadium, the home of WrestleMania, and the home
shocked, to, so not shocked,
and the home to team city at New York for XFL. So that's one.
And New York getting another football team. Wait, let me try to act surprised about this.
Arlington, Texas, Dallas. Globe Life Park.
Because that's what they need, is another football team.
Houston, Texas, TDECU Stadium.
Maybe they can actually get a decent football team now.
They may actually get a decent football team now. You will have the Los Angeles team.
What?
No, you'll have the Los Angeles team, Carson, California, the StubHub Center. You'll have the St. Louis team at the Dome at America Center. So St. Louis gets football again.
That should be exciting, except aren't the Rams going to come back?
No.
Or are they going out to Vegas?
No, that's the Raiders.
Oh, that's the Raiders going out to Vegas? I can't keep track of everybody that's going which way.
It's a big week for Seattle. First, they get an NHL team in 2021 or 2022. They also get the next NFL team, CenturyLink Field, Seattle, Washington. Seattle gets one. Raymond J. Stadium in Tampa, Florida. So Tampa Bay gets one. And Washington, D.C., Audi Field will also have an XFL team.
I'm looking at my computer like The Office right now.
So those will be your 8 XFL clubs starting in 2020.
So yay. We'll see how this goes. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of like hope in this, but we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it plays out.
Speaking of how it's going to play out, well, we're going to see Robbie E take on the Titan Games.
Yeah, he's been announced as one of the people participating in the upcoming NBC series, The Titan Games. Interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah, so good luck to him.
Good luck to him, yeah.
And one last note that's going to be interesting for a lot of people. HBO is producing a documentary on Kenny Omega. That's cool.
That is cool. I read it. I was like, wait, are they serious? Is that an actual thing? It's like, oh, apparently it is. That's an actual thing. It's going to happen. So that's cool.
Yeah, good for him.
They're going to follow his career, talk about his career, then it's forming the Golden Lovers and all that stuff. So that's cool for Mr. Kenny Omega.
So yeah, so congratulations to him. Can't wait to see it.
It'll be fun.
So up next, Mixed Match Challenge.
It is time to mix it up.
You don't scare me, big boy. But you just listen to me and do exactly as I say, and we'll become Mixed Match Challenge champions. So, put her there.
It's the Mixed Match Challenge recap.
this week was the quarterfinals for SmackDown Live. You had The Miz and Asuka defeat Jimmy Uso and Naomi. And in an upset of upsets, R-Truth and Carmella beat Jeff Hardy and Charlotte Flair. R-Truth and Carmella taking out the number one seed. That's big.
That is big.
So next week will be the semifinals. It'll feature Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox taking on Finn Balor and Bayley on the Raw side. On the SmackDown side, it's R-Truth and Carmella versus The Miz and Asuka. So I'm throwing it to you. Who is going to TLC? We'll start with Raw. Jinder and Alicia versus Finn and Bayley. Who's going to TLC?
I want Finn and Bayley.
Okay. If WWE didn't announce that Finn Balor's facing Drew McIntyre at TLC, I'd be like, Finn's winning this matchup. It's like, you get this weird feeling. This weird, awful feeling. Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox are winning it. I want Finn and Bayley, but I get this feeling it's Jinder and Alicia. I just get this really awful feeling. And R-Truth and Carmella versus Miz and Asuka.
Well, Asuka's facing Becky for the title.
She's in the triple threat for the title, so R-Truth and Carmella are going to win this one?
I guess, based on your logic.
Based on the logic, so it would be then R-Truth and Carmella versus Jinder and Alicia Fox. If anyone saw that coming at the beginning of the season, props to you.
Right, because none of us did.
No one thought that. But yeah, so that'll be what's coming up in the Mixed Match Challenge. We'll keep you updated next week on Who Moves On to TLC when we preview the show next week.
Yep, that's right. So, I say we take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be talking all about SmackDown and NXT. So you'll see the rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. I'm at war with the world, and they try to pull me into the dark. I struggle to find my fate as I'm slipping from your arms. Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Who is the greatest hockey player of all time? CB Radio has decided.
Butchering some names. Frank Nyberg versus Joe Nieuwendyken. Nieuwendyken.
I'm going to go with Nieuwendyk.
Yes,
Nieuwendyk. Wow. That is not what it looks like. Sweeney Schneider versus Matt Schmidt.
It's Milt, not Matt.
Whatever. I figured that was going to help out Team Chat. Finally, someone who has a real name. Brad Park against Mark Messier.
Messier.
What the hell is that?
Wrench him. Get a rope.
It has a goddamn R at the end. Screw you.
I can only wait till I get to that Wayne Gretzky guy.
Guy Lafleur versus Lauren Chatbot. You added a T. Yes, I did. On purpose. Brett Hull versus Ray Borku.
Bjork? That's fucking Finkel.
Bjork. Okay, whatever.
Just think of the Swedish chef.
Fischler versus Wayne Gretzky.
I'll be the Gretzky guy.
Way to play into it, Jeffer. Way to play into it.
Pavel Bure. What? How did I spell it?
Bure.
Bure.
Okay.
Oh my God.
French. Jerome Ignilia.
Aginla.
What?
Aginla.
Aginla? Versus Joe Sakic. That's where I was going to go originally, but I figured it was going to be pronounced differently than I was expecting.
Jerome Aginla, one of the all-time greatest Calgary Flames players of all time.
Okay, Sakic. So I'm going to go with Joe.
All right, we'll just sack it on. I can feel the hatred now for that last one.
You're all idiots.
It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/rackradioshow.
WWE superstar Natalya, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
of strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you can be next. You better give respect. Cause ain't nobody breaking this redneck.
And welcome back to The Rec right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at GearWork.net, RecRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FiveBoot.com as well. And, well, that music means one thing. We are talking all about SmackDown this week. And I just have one question. So, Daniel Bryan turning heel, does that mean he stopped taking baths?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
I don't have an answer for that.
I mean, seriously, Brian, honey, I know you're playing a bad guy and everything and respect, but the hair and the whole look, it looked like he hadn't showered in about 4 days. It was kind of nasty. It's like, ew. I mean, I guess that's a prerequisite for a bad guy. And Devils fan, in answer to your question, if it was made last fiscal year, but because it debuted, I believe, in October of last year, right around October of last year, I think they count calendar year as October to October, so it was still a technically a new game because it was in its first year. And that's why.
It also never said new game. It just said game of the year. Anyway,
so
moving on. Smack to SmackDown. So, Daniel Bryan's awesome. Him and Miz, like, Miz was eating it up so much. On Miz TV.
Just they play off each other so well.
They really do. Daniel Bryan messing with the fans who were doing what to him was the greatest. But Daniel Bryan has developed into such a great heel in 3 weeks. I know he's always been a really good heel, but he's taken this persona and turned it into something that you want to hate. And that's great. Because he was the most over babyface. And now he's the most over heel they have, which shows a lot about how good he is. And it was also weird seeing Miz and Bryan work together, kind of, to take out AJ.
Yeah. I mean, Bryan had the insurmountable task of trying to get himself over as a heel, which when you are the number one baby face, that is really super hard to do because everybody wants to cheer for you. But slowly but surely, he's bringing people over, and it's working, and he's doing it just so perfectly. And yeah, he and Miz together are just magic, whether they're enemies or whether they're friends or they're frenemies. It's beautiful.
I love that Daniel Bryan was going, you know, I kicked the guy in the balls, one in the groin, one time, and that makes him a bad guy. It's great. AJ coming out, getting taken down by Miz, and Bryan was good. Leading to, in the main event, Miz and AJ Styles, with AJ getting the win, Daniel Bryan doing the beatdown to end the show. It was a really well-done portion for Daniel Bryan. They put him over like he needed to be. They're making him look like a strong champion, even though he has a little cowardness to him.
But it's just enough to where it's not unpleasant. And that's not the right word, but I don't know how else to say it, where it's like it fits the character. It fits what he's doing.
He's playing the part well. Really well.
So yeah, so he's doing a really wonderful job. You can tell he's enjoying it. You can tell he's having fun with it. And he's sinking his teeth into it. So all in all, go Daniel Bryan.
Yes, go Daniel Bryan. We had Randy Orton pin Jeff Hardy on this show after a Samoa Joe PSA from a bar.
Oh my God, Joe. Bless him. That's all I can say. Dedication. Just pure dedication on the part of Samoa Joe.
If you haven't seen it, go to YouTube. You'll be able to find it. Samoa Joe from the bar. Great segment. They're really hitting a real personal touch with it. So Jeff losing doesn't take anything away. Randy gets another win. Solid stuff there.
Sorry. When your phone accidentally plays sound on live radio, that's what happens.
That's what happened. Also, the Jaguars suck.
Well, yeah.
It is 29-2, about to be 30-2. Yes, 2. Jey Uso won a triple threat matchup featuring Cesaro and Xavier Woods. They're building to the triple threat tag team match at TLC. Also on this show, you had the contract signing.
This was fabulous. This whole thing was fabulous. I loved every single part of this. There was so much bitchiness and just pettiness, all the nesses in this. And you had Charlotte and Becky going back and forth. You had Asuka getting in the middle. And it was just, this was so well done.
I love that, you know, Charlotte brought up how she beat Asuka. Becky brought up how she beat Charlotte. I love Asuka throwing in, but she never beat me, the she being Becky Lynch.
Yep.
And then Asuka and Charlotte got into it, leading to Mandy and Sonya coming out.
Which is really so unnecessary. I'm sorry. No offense to Mandy and Sonya, but them coming out in the middle of this was really so unnecessary. We didn't need that. This was fine. Just the way it was, because where it was leading was to Asuka and Charlotte again, and I know they're not going to give that away for free, but damn it.
Well, here's the good news for you. After Charlotte and Mandy, Charlotte and Asuka lost to Mandy and Sonya, after Asuka hit Charlotte, is official. Next week, Charlotte versus Asuka.
Hey!
On SmackDown Live. The match between the four women was good.
Mm-hmm. It was very good.
Yeah, it was a very solid matchup. There was one other thing about SmackDown before we go to NXT. Miz and Shane.
Oh my god.
I love Miz saying, don't you say that in front of the trophy. It is perfect. They have great chemistry together.
The writing on SmackDown overall is just much more enjoyable.
Yeah, okay. So, here's the thing. You look at Monday Night Raw, which gets rewritten at 3 p.m. local time. And then you look at SmackDown Live.
I'd like to point out that I did not fall asleep in the final hour of SmackDown Live, unlike Monday Night Raw.
SmackDown has great, interesting characters. Raw doesn't. SmackDown has great storylines. Raw doesn't. May want to take what you know how to do on SmackDown and move it a little bit to Raw, just to see what happens. Good storytelling.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Raw is shorthanded in terms of having top stars. SmackDown does have. SmackDown's roster has been relatively untouched by injuries, whereas Raw's roster has been plagued by injuries, and so they're at a disadvantage there. So you can't fault them too much for the fact that they just lack the characters to be able to do what they need to do. That being said,
you can still tell really good stories.
You can still tell really good stories, and you can bring people who are sitting on the bench, Bray Wyatt.
Oh god, it took 20-something minutes to bring Bray Wyatt up on this show.
Hey, that's a new record for me. I could have just demanded him right off the bat, like I always do, but no.
You were good about it.
I worked it into the conversation. You should be proud of me.
It was a nice working.
Thank you. But it's a fair point. Bray Wyatt, a former, and I'm going to say this till he shows up on my television, is that he's a former world champion. He's been with the company on the main roster for, what, 5-6 years now? And he's sitting at home doing nothing. Like, he got a huge reaction when he came back, apparently, at Starrcade. And supposedly they have something for him, and supposedly they're waiting on something, but what the hell that is, nobody knows. But it's like, where is he? Why isn't he back on TV?
There was talk about Matt Hardy and how he may be making a comeback, and he talked about how him and his partner may be doing something together.
How about no? You know, my life has been so much better. Granted, Bray has not been in it, but the fact that the Deleters of Worlds have not been around has made my life so much nicer.
If Braun can go, it'll be Corbin versus Wyatt. I don't know. You don't know. You don't know that for sure. They can always slide someone else in besides Bray.
I mean, honestly, Bray would be a really interesting choice to go against Corbin, just in terms of authority versus anti-authority. Because Bray's sort of that catch-22 in terms of rebelling against authority. He's the one that has nothing left to lose, and really almost has enough crazy in him to be ballsy enough to challenge Corbin. Right? But the dude's also a psychopath. We're pretty sure he's buried people in his backyard, including a cameraman, which nobody ever talks about. But, you know, a camera person went to the Wyatt compound, never came back. So, is this the guy that you want challenging authority and potentially beating the authority and then taking over himself? Like, is that what you want? Or do you go with the necessary evil on this one and hope he does the right thing in the end? Like, it just would be a really interesting to me story, but they'd have to write it right. And that's where it sort of all goes to hell, because they wouldn't write it right.
So anyway, that was SmackDown.
All right, NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Can I just say how much I enjoyed Dakota Kai and Shayna Baszler?
Oh my god, that was so good.
That was an excellent match.
So, so phenomenally
good. Dakota fought her heart out against her. It was great. So enjoyable. So much fun to watch. Shayna got the win. You saw Io Shirai come in, make a save. So many good things about this match that happened. It was so good. I love that they're featuring Dakota more. I like that she's now in a position where she's actually going to be a mainstay in the division, a main player in the division. I like this.
Same.
The show started off with Matt Riddle. He took on Punishment Martinez, who made his debut. Matt Riddle got the win, bro. And then was lit by Cashizono with a big knockout elbow, leaving him laying. So continuing the Riddle-Ono feud.
Which I don't think anybody was really clamoring for, but okay, alright, go off.
There'll be, in 3 weeks, there will be a four-way match for a shot at the NXT Women's Championship. Bianca Belair has qualified.
Damn right she's qualified. She's undefeated.
No.
Don't do it.
Undefeated. The Forgotten Sons beat two dudes.
It was thing. It was there.
It was there. The Undisputed Era cut another nice promo. Velveteen Dream was in a blouse and hairnet. Interesting little promo.
Not quite sure what it was about, but it was there.
Actually, no.
You said Dream, right?
Yeah, Dream.
Okay, yeah. So Dream. Dream's right. They're like, well, what's next for the Dream? And he leaves. So is that a sign? Could the Velveteen Dream be on his way up to the main roster? We'll have to see. We said that, you know, they're in need of dynamic characters, and there's not many people more dynamic than Velveteen Dream. Let me just tell you.
All right, I want to stay on Velveteen Dream for a second. I had this thought. And this is how you bring him up to the main roster. His first match on the main roster is WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
His opponent, John Cena. Think about it. Think about the build-up with the Dream and Cena for WrestleMania. Think about it.
Well, I'm thinking about it, and you know what I'm seeing?
What?
WrestleMania 30 all over again, where you do a really great build-up between Dream and Cena, and in the end, Dream goes down for the 1, 2, 3.
But in this world, in the new world of John Cena, Cena lays down for the Dream.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
Because I'm pretty sure with it him now being a super special attraction, it would be LOL, Cena wins.
It could, but at the same time, I could see them putting the Dream over. To me, that's a Mania match to really set up Velveteen Dream. That's just me.
It was a Mania match to set up Bray Wyatt. It didn't happen. So, you know.
That was 4 years ago. Things have changed.
I'm not letting that die.
Things.
You were in New Orleans.
Where?
It was the boys' debut WrestleMania. You have him freaking lose to John Cena on the same night that the thing happened. So dramatic.
And then you had the champion, Tommaso.
Oh my god, this segment.
He comes out talking about how he ended the fairy tales, the mystique, and the dream. How it turned into a nightmare. He then called out the fans, the old lady who hates him. He said children will study this run in the future. He said 2018 he was the sports entertainer of the year. And then out came Aleister Black. Aleister talked about absolving Johnny Gargano of his sins. The sins that the puppet master, Tommaso, put on him. Black said he sees the original sin in Ciampa. He said that he was going to invoke his rematch clause. And then out came Johnny Gargano. He said, thank you for absolving me of my sins. He said, it's not over until he says it's over. And Tommaso's in the background, all giddy. He said he loves when Johnny Wrestling stays in the back and brings out Johnny Badass. Tommaso stirs the pot even more. He said he thinks Black and Gargano should have been the ones in War Games, Cage has said. So, you know, that's what they should do. He thinks they should be inside a steel cage to finish it right. And Johnny's like, yeah, sure, let's do it. Let's have the match. So it's now set up. Aleister Black, Johnny Gargano in a cage. There's a little bit of brawl, but he avoided the Black Mask that Johnny Gargano. I loved everything here. All this was great. All of it.
I loved this segment. I loved everything about this segment. Tommaso being the Pied Piper and just leading Johnny down that primrose path to doom. Going, yeah, you should totally do it in a steel cage. Challenge him, Johnny. Challenge him to a steel cage match. And Johnny does it. It's like, Candace, come get your husband. He's doing something stupid. But yeah, this was great. This was loved everything about this. The Johnny Badass chant, perfect. I mean, yeah, this was just yes. All the yes.
Looking forward to the cage match. Cage match should be really good.
It should be really fun.
Well, that's NXT.
That's NXT. So I say we take our second break of the evening, and when we come back, we finally get to talk about it. Season 7 of Fortnite. It's here, y'all. It dropped today. We're going to fill you in. We've gone into the game. We've checked it out. We've explored everything. So we're going to tell you all the new stuff and how awesome it is. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. You want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with The Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list. Write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RackRadioShow.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBook.com as well. So just to let everybody know, we are skipping Tweet of the Week this week in light of the billion tweets that I had last week. I don't have any this week. And, well, we're not alone because we have big stuff we have to talk about. And when you have big stuff, that means you got to get the end-all be-all on with you.
Yeah, so Omega's here. Hi, Omega.
Hang on. I didn't know there was an NXT event. I'm looking it up now. I'm completely unprepared, but hang on.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to play his intro.
Oh, right. I should play it. Well, it's not the NXT.
Yeah, I set you up for it and everything. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but it's not NXT, so I didn't think we needed the intro. Fine.
We need an Omega intro.
Fine, we'll just give him this one.
The NXT analyst, TJ Omega.
See, you made that intro to kind of mock the plan, and then I won twice, so fuck you.
Well, it was made when you were losing.
just saying, it took you, like, what, 6 tries?
5.
I like how I have the 1 intro for you, and Brent has, like, 3.
Well, because Brent has the running joke. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's true. So, anyway, we're here to talk about exciting things, because Fortnite is back with Season 7. Winter has arrived.
Holy frozen map, Batman.
They frosted over a lot more than I expected.
Yeah, so... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thought we'd get a cute little iceberg in the corner.
Oh, no. Got a little bit more than an iceberg.
So, just so everybody's aware, the major change on the map is that they did essentially add a snowed, iced over portion. It is in the southwest quadrant,
yeah.
I believe. And it's pretty much the entire southwest quadrant. It stretches from pretty much Lucky Landing all the way up to Snobby.
Through Snobby, yeah.
And past Shifty, really almost across the river.
Yeah, it's heading... almost a third of the map.
Yeah, it's huge. And then if that's not enough, they added 4 additional squares on the map, which doesn't seem like a lot, but if you see it in the game, it's huge in terms of adding that to the map.
There's an iceberg.
So you know.
There's an iceberg.
Yeah, there's an iceberg.
There's Frosty Flights, Polar Peak, and Happy Hamlet. Are the new
Hamlet's so cute.
Are the new places on the map.
I want to live there. It's adorable.
There are other unnamed points of interest on the map as well.
There's a castle.
There's a castle that's steeped inside the iceberg, which at some point Lindsay believes is going to melt away and we'll have a really big castle.
Yeah, I think that's going to melt away enough to where we might get Greasy back, as well as a much cooler castle than what we had before. Because that one's gone.
Yeah. So let's pay respects to what was the Haunted House Castle on top of the mountain. No longer exists. It's in half. Sort of like what the prison turned out to be. It was a big structure. Now it's...
It's like what all of our favorite places turned out to be. Like the superhero lair and the villain lair.
Which are still on the map.
On the map, but disarray.
There are no more Greasy Grove. It's gone. It's kaput. That said, the Durburger has a new home.
Technically, Greasy's still there.
Well,
but it's under about 10 feet of ice.
Yeah,
but it's there.
It's no longer there.
You can get into the sporting goods store still.
You can.
Yeah, some of the houses.
And then there's just a big thing of ice that you cannot break through.
Here's the middle finger. Here's the middle finger. It's like going through there. I went down into the sporting goods store. I opened up the side door to go get the ammo crate and all the loot drops. Frozen over. Just a wall of ice, but the stuff still spawns, so it's just taunting you.
And taunt you. As I mentioned, the Durburger is now a food truck and has its own permit home in Retail Row, for everyone wanting to know. So there's that. There's a plane. That fits 5 people. Why would it fit 5 people when you can only play with 4?
Big team modes.
Or the creative mode, which we'll get to. Things that are no longer in the main game. Shadow Stones. Because the Corrupted Zone is gone. They're gone. They've been covered up by grass.
We've got way better ways of getting around the island now.
There are no more Porta Forts, Chillers, Clingers, Shockwaves, and Double Barrel Shotguns.
Rip Clingers.
I'm going to miss Clingers. I'm not going to lie.
That one took me off. It's like, turrets get to stay, but Clingers go.
Apparently, they have new items that are going to come, which is good. But there's a plane. Why do we have a plane?
Because it's awesome. I've already been in dogfights.
I was going to say, because it's entirely unnecessary. That's why.
You've been what fights, Omega?
Dogfights.
Gotcha.
I dive bomb somebody, just shooting them to death.
They have adjusted the balloons where it attaches to your back, so you're not holding it, because now you can actually shoot with the balloons instead of just flying up in the air. So that's another way to do things. They've updated the thermal and the scoped AR. That should be cool.
Which I hear is really sick.
Yeah, I've gotten a chance to play with it. It's nice.
And there are zip lines
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Screw your high ground.
If you thought you could hide on this map, nope. Nope. You can no longer hide on the map. I'm really impressed with what they've done.
Yeah, there's just so many changes. We talked about it before. It's like every time they go to a new season, there's huge new areas, new points of interest, lots of stuff to explore. But this time, it's just very little seems like it was left untouched in some way. Like, down to, like, small details. Like, the house in the upper right corner that I like so much. It's made of stone now.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was one of our hiding spots in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've got new constructed animals after ones like the fox started vanishing on us.
There's a turtle.
I love it.
There's a really weird, creepy statue of something outside of Tomato by the woods.
Oh, hell,
I've got a
rock man.
The rock man. Yeah.
There's a rock man. I found a set of three ice statues. It looked like three of the Devolt skins.
Interesting. Haven't come across them yet. But we will in a little bit.
Also, my absolute favorite change. So, in Pariah, we have the one open door that was blocked by a recliner.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they updated it, and the recliner got tipped over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they updated it again. There's a second recliner stuck on top of it now.
Did you...
There's one developer just really committed to the joke.
Did you notice that they updated the sheets in Pariah? They're now blue. They got better bedding in Pariah now. It's one of the things you notice. And Junk Junction now actually has a sign.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right outside. It's the Boneyard. It's interesting. They did so much to this map. It's great. Little details all over the place.
Also, Loot Lake is back.
Kind of.
No. Literally, they changed.
Oh, they changed back to Loot Lake now. Didn't even notice that they changed.
It wasn't leaky for long.
No, it wasn't. Didn't even notice they changed the name back. Huh. How about that? But yeah, this is great update.
Can we talk about the skins in the battle pass?
Oh yeah, let's go.
Oh my god.
Talk about it, go.
So, this season we have 4 for your offering. Actually more than that, I believe. But we just have your typical skins as I'm sitting here going through it. You have your first one, which is called Zenith. And he's upgradable. He gets the nice snow outfit or Yeti outfit that changes color and glows and is awesome. And then you have the adorable Lynx with her glasses and pink hair, who goes from, you know, mild-mannered cute girl to Catwoman. I don't even know what to call her, but she's got a full black rubber and latex suit complete with tail that changes colors.
They called her, like, I think they said Black Panther, maybe?
They're kind of going, it's got a Black Panther vibe to it, for sure. It's like, is somebody doing a really badass furry rendition of Black Panther?
Well, he's already a badass furry. I mean, if you want to be technical about it.
We won't tell him you said that because he'll kick your butt. And then we have the pseudo Santa skin, which may be one of my favorite skins. He too is upgradable. He has changeable heads. It's a Santa head and a llama head, which is kind of interesting.
I thought he looked like the dad from American Chopper.
A little bit, but his name is Sergeant Winter. He's a Santa lookalike. I kind of love him because he's badass looking. He's got tattoos and everything. It's great.
In the intro video, he's come to kick your ass.
Yeah. Oh, the intro video. We got to talk about that here in a second. Up next, we have Powder, who is your cute girl snowboarder. She's all bundled up from the cold. I can't wait to get her because she's adorable. And as I go through the battle pass, there we go. And then we have the Yeti, Trog. Because no ice map is complete without an abominable snowman.
No.
It's so dopey looking.
It is. It almost looks like a tie-in for the, what was the Yeti movie that they just put out? Smallfoot?
I don't know. I don't know. I was thinking one of the Rudolph movies.
That too. It's like a cross between that and a couple other things. And then you have the girl in her Durburger onesie. Yes, last season was all about tomato. This season is all about the Durburger. So she has her little Durburger onesie.
People were wondering, where's that skin? Where's the skin? They thought it disappeared. Oh, no.
Yeah, that skin got leaked in one of the updates, and then they took it out of the game without really explaining it. And now, hey, it's back again.
And then last, but certainly not least, the most badass of all, the Ice King, to top out the battle pass with his changeable colors, his sword pickaxe. This thing is like the Wraith from hell.
aside from the fact that, like, we're getting, what, 4 cosmetics with alternate customization?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a ton of stuff to unlock over the season. That's awesome. And then you just top it off with that. My God.
Speaking of the Battle Pass and the season, this season is 12 weeks long. There are 10 weeks in the Battle Pass, but the season will actually last 12 because they're taking 2 weeks off for the holidays.
Good for them. They deserve it, especially after this update, because, oh my God, the amount of work that went into this is insane. And yes, if you haven't seen the trailer for this, you need to go see the trailer for it, because they made their own stop-motion-esque style cartoon in the trailer before they cut to the actual playable characters doing whatever they were going to do in the trailer. I mean, it was adorable.
You can see they dumped some money into that one.
And whoever came up with that golden llama tree topper, we need to have words, because goddamn it, Epic, you are not going to put something like that out and not make that available for purchase. I need that for my tree. And if I have to make it, then goddamn it, I will make it.
She's already good at making the llama. So.
Her first llama.
Not my first rodeo here. Just saying.
There's new pets. There's also now, you can now customize the covering of your weapons.
With wrapping paper
and camo and different things. I think that's pretty cool.
And all of my weapons are metallic green now.
Ew.
They threw in more background music too, which I liked.
Yeah. There's Christmas and there's a few others. One's the disco. All in all, it's a good update. And then they did something Omega that we weren't expecting. No one ever thought was coming. Fortnite Creative. What?
So, remember how happy we were with Playground and, like, how excited we were just getting to play on the island ourselves and just goof around?
Yeah.
Now this.
Now you can create your own island.
And they just give you all the stuff, like all the buildings and all the elements that they made the map with. You just get it. You get it all.
And do whatever you want with it. And they've added things that we haven't seen before. There's, like, different types of traps and bouncers.
Yeah, it looks like they brought a lot of stuff in from Save the World.
Yeah, a little bit. And now we could just create, they tell you in the trailer, you can create, you know, your own cinematic feature. Wonder where we can do our intro at now.
I have no idea. No clue.
I have not tried it. Have you, Omega?
I am currently trying to build a Mario Kart track in it as we speak.
And how much time did they actually give you in there?
4 hours.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Does it save it?
Yep.
Yes. It saves between sessions.
Oh, so if you, like, build something,
you can come back to it.
Nice!
So now when we create a game, we have something. It's saved. You can play it over and over again.
You can invite your friends in to play on your island. Everyone gets 4 islands, so you can have multiple incarnations, multiple creations, and I believe it's up to 16 people you can invite.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's insanity.
You could do
it. Amazing.
You can set it up any way you want. It's your own personal little thing to do. I think we all want something like that. A lot of people have been talking about something like that, but it's like, they're never gonna. Well, it's Epic. They did it. They gave it to us.
Well, you can tell that they took the data from Playground that they've gathered and they've put this in, they put it into the game in terms of making the improvements, making it more fun. You know, because it's like, you know, you can only go in and play the Battle Royale so many times, even in a new map, before it gets old or you get bored or you get frustrated. So the fact that they're adding, you know, that you have playground and you can go run around in playground for an hour, and now you have a whole island that you can do whatever you want for 4 hours. They're trying to appeal to different people at the game. So the people who aren't necessarily interested in playing Battle Royale, but want to come in and just screw around in the game, or come in and play with their friends, like what we like to do a lot of the times, which is we don't necessarily like to go into the regular game, some of us, me, and go, you know, go play playground instead, where it's just you and your three friends and you can do whatever. That's a really smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Because now you can pull other people into the game who maybe were on the fence on it, or maybe just, you know, were like, eh, I don't really want to. And just say, hey, why don't you try it?
There's a competitive aspect, there's a creative aspect, because they see what people do in Playground and all the creative things they do. It's like, the world is now open to you. You have a whole environment. You can create in Playground, you can create in this creative mode.
It's like when we're playing and we're building stuff, it's like, how often are we like, you know, an hour is just not enough time.
Because takes us 30 minutes, 40 minutes to build something at points.
I mean, we used to do this in like 3 minutes.
I know. Remember when there was a Moisty Mire and we were out there?
Is that, yeah, like just hope the circle favors us so we get an extra 3 minutes.
And we were just building ramps upward. That's all we were doing. That's all we were doing then. Now we have the whole world in front of us to do whatever we want.
And it's really awesome that they did that.
It is. Epic knows its audience with this game. They're well in tune with what people do and what people like to do. And it's great. It makes you want to keep coming back to the game. And that's why it's lasted over a year plus, where people continue to play it over and over again.
Yeah. And it's still like the biggest and most popular game to play and to watch. I was just before this, I was watching the VGAs, Video Game Awards, are going on right now.
Oh, did they drop the thing about Fortnite?
No, I didn't watch that far. They did. Okay. I will tell you, Ninja has already been on to present an award with the shrimp Muppet that I can't remember the name of, and that was kind of cringy. But like the best content creator award came up, and all five people nominated are full time Fortnite streamers.
Mm-hmm. Who won?
Ninja.
That was not the one they were promoting.
No. One of the developers hinted that, you know, if you think creative mode's a big deal, wait.
No, I meant, I was talking about the awards she was talking about, because they've been promoting another award thing that airs Sunday.
Oh, okay.
That airs Sunday? Okay.
The Gamers Choice Awards airs Sunday on CBS at 5. Why she made a comment. Okay.
Yeah, because I know they teased some kind of announcement at one of the game awards that was going on.
And that would be for this one. That, I don't know, they said stay close to the games. Like, but how close? Do we have to be in the game now? I don't know. We'll see.
Are the robots going to attack now?
Are the robots about to destroy Tilted Towers?
Oh, that was one of the things I saw. I can't even now see now. I saw it because I saw it for the first time, or at least for the first time in a long time. But the giant ass footprint.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't remember seeing it at all last season. Now it's just like, oh, there it is. Like,
where is it?
Somewhere in the snow biome. Like, there's a building that got squashed by it.
Ah, gotcha. So, according to Reddit, the source for everything, the announcement has not been made yet.
Okay.
They say be close to the game. That's what they tell us.
Well, I'm in the game now.
I say we go into Playground now and have some fun. What do you say?
I say that sounds like a brilliant plan.
So, we'll have Fortnite with friends next.
But till then, we got stuff to plug. So, Omega, would you like to plug your stuff first?
Absolutely. So, if you want to follow what I do throughout the week, you can follow me in numerous locations, mostly under the name TJ Omega for Twitter and for YouTube, where there is a ton of content to watch. If you're the Facebook type, go follow me over at TJ Reviews. And I'm sure I'm somewhere else if you look for TJ Omega. I keep busy.
Buy his stuff on eBay.
Yeah, need new computer.
Do that thing. It should be pinned on top of his Twitter. Yeah. So I guess this is where I go. Saturday night, midnight. That's just CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Check out the CB Radio A Decade Plus One now available. We'll have something Saturday, midnight. That's your real live.com. Greater than great debate.com. I believe Russell Talk Radio is back to preview tables, lounge, and chairs this Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Fingers crossed. We'll see what happens at WTR Sunday on the Facebook and the Twitter. Monday Night Raw post show, the Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern. If Lindsay can stay awake for 3 hours, Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern.
The way it's been, I don't blame her.
It's a struggle. It's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, says Wild Talk Radio Network. As we'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview, I believe, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. Preview show next week. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, The Rack Radio Show. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
We sat here and we argued about it where we were like, I'm sitting here and I'm going, I'm not going to stay awake. He's like, you're going to stay awake. You're going to be fine. And I'm like, I'm not going to stay awake. I'm not going to make it. And sure enough, 10:30 rolls around and I'm like, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to bed. Because it was that realization. It's like you're trying to stay up because I was trying to see if Bray was going to be on. And I was like, nope, he's not going to show up. So you know what? I'm not going to stay awake. And that's how that happens. So, yeah.
Okay. So, Rock, I've got a stream going right now. It says coming up Fortnite announcement.
All right. Let's go. Wrap this up, Lindsay.
All right. So, follow our sponsors. Follow, listen, you know, all that good, happy stuff. Fightboot.com, Gearwick.net, MBGFilms, YouTube.com/MBG1211. Follow me on the Twitters and most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LANSWRD. So, for Omega, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back. Not, I don't even think going off the air. We are just going directly into Playground. So, with that, Fortnite with friends!
Next.
WildTalkRadio.com.